Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J. Mornings with Zan.
Led Zeppelin as a four-piece was quite restricting in a way. I mean, it was great. There was a lot of bombast, but we were able to do acoustic numbers, but to embellish it quite to the degree that we wanted to. We just couldn't do it in the old days.
Did you find that very frustrating at the time?
No, I didn't even think about it, because we were happy the way we were.
So you weren't getting sick of sort of just pulling out, like, Stairway to Heaven, Dazed and Confused?
Well, we didn't work that much, you know.
What, live?
No.
Early on.
We worked that much earlier on, but yeah. That was pre-Stairway to Heaven, kind of. I mean, between late 68, early 69, and probably 73, we were working non-stop. And then we took a year off in 74, worked in 75. Then we only did about one American tour after that. That was the end of the group, 1980. So we didn't really get sick, because it's like with recording and writing, we just didn't do too much. We always did what we wanted to do, just enough or just too much, and then cleared off. I mean, we were under no illusion that we had to keep a pot boiling or keep something moving. We just did it and went.
Can you actually remember what was going through your mind when you were trying to write Kashmir?
Well, it was an amazing piece of music to write to, and an incredible challenge for me. And because the time signatures, the whole deal of the song is so kind of, not grandiose, but powerful. It required some kind of an epithet, an abstract lyrical setting about the whole idea of life being an adventure and being a series of illuminated moments where all the way through the vision of everything, your own vision can be improved time and time again. But it's not, everything is not what you see. It was quite a task because I couldn't sing it. It was like the song was bigger than me. I've never been so sort of... it's true, though. I was so petrified, I remember.
Yeah, I do.
It was painful. I was virtually in tears.
How did you finally get it then in the end?
I didn't get it, really. I was never happy with it. The trouble is with me is that, like, if I don't sing for a couple of months, my voice goes. It's like a mind bomb. It's either there or it's not. And when we came to do Kashmir, I hadn't sung for a while, and I wanted to do so many things. I'm rather glad that I didn't, because if I'd have made it too hysterical, it would have loused up and ended up like a heavy metal vocalist over a great piece of music.
How long would something like that have been for you to put together?
I know that the original part of it, the original concept for musically, with the, you know, the sort of riff that you're familiar with, and then the cascading part that follows it, that was all done pretty instantly, because I'd had something that was similar to that before, which had come out of something that I used to play called Black Mountainside and White Summer. There was something from that when I was working on it at home. And then the little link bit that went da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and that just came out at the time when we were all running through it.
Did John Bonham sort of come up with that part?
No, I came up with that part. Because I remember saying, I've got something, you're all going to think I'm mad.
And we all did.
Yes, they all did.
Day back in 1994.
If you hadn't split up in 1980, if John Bonham was still alive today, do you think that what you're doing now is pretty much where Led Zeppelin would have ended up?
No.
How come?
I don't know. I think that because there's only two of us having to make decisions, that's the whole thing about it, is that we can get from an idea to an affirmative agreeance in the shortest space of time, which means that the considerations of four men all wanting to do something different 14 years later would have created chaos. Mm. As it is, it's just this gang show is only a two-man show, you know.
The plot was you know, it was perfectly natural.
And then just in terms of John Bonham's drumming as well, for you after Led Zeppelin in 1980, trying to find someone with that guy's feel and power, not that you probably were looking
couldn't,
for a replacement.
He was unique.
But did you...
Couldn't, he was unique.
But in terms of...
He couldn't.
I know,
he was
I know,
unique.
I know, but...
We'd lost a dear friend. Couldn't replace him, he was unique. That's the answer.
Mm. I know, but how hard did that make it then working with other drummers in the future?
It didn't make it hard because you didn't expect it. You weren't looking for the same thing. I mean, it would be ridiculous, really. But the worst thing, the greatest travesty of all, is the number of people who came to us individually and collectively and said, I can do that just the same.
I know every lick John Bonham ever did.
Yeah.
Good.
And the irony of it is that even Michael Lee, who's playing with us now, who's been with me like for a couple of years, people say, man, he's just like Bonzo. And the thing is, he ain't. Keep it cool.